everything I went through living in a refugee camp where I never had the opportunity and I come to the greatest country on earth, why should I give up? Tell me, what's the excuse?
Welcome to Learning From Experience, a podcast for college students and recent grads who want to hear directly from alumni on how they've adjusted their lives post-graduation, including personal stories of success, career readiness, and tips for navigating the real world. Created by the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Arizona State University, I'm your host, Megan Finnerty, and today I'm talking with Prince Murray. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
So excited to have you on. A little bit about our guest. Prince graduated with a degree from the School of Politics and Global Studies in May of 2021. He has a powerful story as a refugee from Liberia, West Africa. Throughout college, he worked on many political campaigns and was most recently an intern at the White House in the Office of Presidential Correspondence. I'm so excited to hear more about what you learned from experience, but I'd love it if you could start with what led you to have an interest in politics.
That's a question I hear every day. Politics for me is a personal experience. I was born and raised in Liberia, West Africa, a country that I've been fighting 14 years of civil war. Growing up in Liberia, I've experienced a lot of social injustice against the most vulnerable. And also having a brother who was impacted in the Civil War, my brother got killed in 2003, the second Civil War that happened. And I realized that, I asked myself, I'm like, what can I do in order to make a difference? And even though I cannot go pick a gun and go fight, because my brother was recruited as a child soldier, they gave him gun to go fight, and then he got killed in an ambush. So in order to resolve that, I feel like politics has to do a lot with it. Because first of all, I begin to ask myself, why do we have war? Why people go to war? What is the reason of war? So, and I feel like political science was the best path for me. So, and I decided to explore my passion and interest in politics because of my brother's experience. That's one of the reasons.
So you were pretty young when you came over. What mm-hmm. was it like? Obviously, at home, there's war, your family goes through tragedy, and then you move here and you have to get acquainted to a new life, a new country, and a new educational system. What was that like for you?
Well, to be honest, it was very, very tough for me because when I was in Liberia, I lived on a refugee camp for many years. And growing up, if your parents don't have money, there is no way you can go to school. You know how in the US you can go to school for free, public education, but in Liberia, if your parents don't have the money, there is no hope of furthering your education. So when I was over there, I stopped in the second grade, living on a refugee camp. And living in a refugee camp sometimes, you don't even know what's going to be your next meals. You don't know what you're going to eat. You don't know what you're going to have food. So I stopped in the second grade. When I came to the United States, they put me in the eighth grade because of my age. So basically, I skipped third through seventh grade, and I started school from the eighth grade. So adapting to the educational system in the U.S., it was really, really hard for me. You know, I came to this country not knowing English. The language I used to speak was French because I live in a refugee camp in Ivory Coast. So I used to speak French. So when I came here, it was kind of hard learning a new language and missing a lot of years of school. I remember when I got here, I started from middle school, eighth grade. And sometimes though, when I go to school, I don't even know what the teacher is saying. I feel all like naive, and I feel like I cannot connect with the students. And at a certain point, it was hard. Sometimes I don't even want to go to lunch. I want to be by myself because I cannot connect. It was hard for me.
Even without the language barrier, the gap between a second grader and an eighth grader is so large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. It was really, really tough. One of the things that kept me going is my passion for higher education and my love for politics and government, because I've always told myself I want to be a lawyer growing up. And I say, it don't matter how long it's going to take me. If it's going to take me a while to get my high school diploma, definitely I will. Even though I repeated my senior year three times, my fourth grade year, I repeated my 12th grade year three times, and I took my AIMS nine times. So the AIMS is the Arizona Instrumental Measure Standard. It was enacted by the state legislature in 2006. Is a test that you're supposed to take to graduate from high school. And I think it was reading, writing, and math. And I took the AIMS nine times before I was able to pass on my math trial. So it was a little bit tough.
So while you were taking your AIMS tests multiple times and while you were repeating your senior year, I'd love to know what kept your passion going and what was influencing you to stay on your path.
You know, my passion because of my life experience, all the things I went through, seeing my brother getting killed during the Civil War. And how am I going to solve this thing, Megan? What can I do? The only thing I can do is to go to school and get higher education so that someday I will be able to advocate for the voiceless. I will care for those people who don't have words. I live in the greatest country on earth. I don't care what people say. I travel, Megan. I've been around. The United States is the greatest country on earth. There's so much opportunity. So with everything I went through living in a refugee camp where I never have the opportunity and I come to the greatest country on earth, what can stop me, Megan? Tell me. I don't know. Why should I give up? Tell me. What's the excuse? In 2007, when Barack Obama announced his candidacy for president of the United States, I was so inspired by Barack Obama's message of hope and change. And through that, I felt very optimistic and then very inspired. You know, reading about somebody who went through a lot of challenges, you know, was raised by single parents, went to Harvard Law School, went to Columbia for undergrad, served in the state Senate, and then became a United States Senator and then running for president. So I see him as a role model. So, and I told myself, I said, if this guy can do it, then I would never give up on my pursuit of higher education. That someday I want to be a politician. I can be the next United States Senator.
I love that. I don't think you should give up, and you clearly have not. What I want to know next is, how did you land at ASU? What was that journey like for you?
I always wanted to go to ASU when I was in high school. I always dreamed about ASU. And even when I was a sophomore in high school, I did like a leadership program at ASU. It's called HOOPY, Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Seminary. Every year, I think the school have to nominate one student to go and represent the school at ASU. And so, and yeah, and I always been a fan of ASU. And I ended up applying to Barry in 2019.
How did you start getting involved with so many internships and so many campaigns while you were a student?
Well, I started getting involved in politics in 2012. But when I went to Glendale Community College, I was involved. And in 2016, when I realized that Hillary Clinton was running for president, and I needed to come back on a campaign trip because at Atlanta, I felt like there was a lot of things that were on the line. There was a lot of issues. And the election was more important than the candidate. But when I came to ASU in 2019, I was more involved in my community. At that time, I was appointed as the president of the Liberian Association of Arizona Youth Leadership Council Executive Board, where I served for 2 years, helping the community with a lot of issues. And at the same time, I was in ASU. But when I was at ASU, I was involved in the Political Science Club. But I was elected as director of recruitment for the Political Science class at ASU. That was during the COVID season in 2019. So, yes.
So while you were here in college, you were also highly involved in community. Yeah. How did you tie those two things back to your classwork?
I will always brag. ASU is one of the best, you know, university in the country. And because you have professors who believe and who want you to succeed. And some of the things I've learned from the classroom, it really helped in my community. Critical thinking skills, logical reasoning, analytical reasoning. You know, being a leader in the classroom, being engaged, asking questions, collaborating, teamwork, and all those things that helped me in my capacity as the former president of the Youth Leadership Council. And at that time, though, I had 9 people I was leading on my team when I was a youth president. And imagine I was working 40 hours a week. When I was at ASU, I was doing 21 credit a semester, especially my last semester, I was taking 21 credit hours. And you know, overseeing the community, working on a lot of projects. But I think, as I stated, though, most of the work I've learned from my classroom, it really helped me being a leader, how to coordinate, how to work together as a team. So I think those skills have really helped me be a better leader within the community.
What are you hoping to do with your future? I know you just left an internship at the White House. What was that like? And are you hoping that it leads to more positions?
Being at the White House, it opened many doors of opportunities. You know, yes, I mean, everybody want to be at the White House. They want to be with the most powerful man on earth besides God. But if there's anything I learned, it's public service. That's the most important thing about this internship. Being able to listen to everyday American about issues that affect their life has been one of the greatest blessings. Reading letters from everyday American, it has inspired me to further my education, to go to law school. So I will be an advocate for the voiceless. that will be able to serve. That public service is crucial if you want to make an impact in society. So I can remember when I was leaving DC, the president spoke to us, and the words that President Biden have given us and the vice president too, Kamala Harris, when she talked to us, it gave me hope and inspiration. That it's okay to criticize, but the real work, when you sit behind our desks, you're being involved on things, that's when you know the importance of public service. So yes, I do want to go back. I want to go to law school. And I want to pursue my judicial doctorate in law. And that someday I want to specialize in immigration, criminal, and civil rights. And then maybe after I've done practicing law for many years, I want to pursue public service. I want to run for, hopefully, you know, a state rep, and then maybe the United States Senate. Now someday I want to be an elected official on the national level. So I will be able to serve the American people. I will be able to give back to working class family. I will be that champion. And that has always been my passion. That's what inspired me every day. When I remember when I was at ASU at a certain point, Maggie, sometimes I'd be crying when I sit behind those desks, when I'm studying, very emotional. Sometimes I ask myself, I'm like, why am I doing this? But you know what keeps me motivated, Maggie? Is the ordinary American, those people who need help, those people who maybe is a single mom who's trying to put food on her table, but she don't have money. Maybe is a single dad who's trying to pay for his prescription drugs, but he don't have that. He needs somebody that can advocate for him. And it's easy to criticize, but they are my inspiration. They are the reason I've always worked hard, and that's why I want to be a lawyer.
Your life has had so many facets to it so far. You know, being in a country with a civil war, losing a family member, coming over here, struggling with the education system, and then succeeding in it exceptionally, graduating then from the university at the highest level, having some of these incredible job opportunities, which I'm sure there's super high competition for, all with the goal of that the more educated that you are and the more American people that you meet, that the more that you can give back. So thank you so much for sharing your story. If you are listening today and you want to learn more about Prince's story or get advice from him and just connect in any way, you can reach out to him on email. His email is going to be pmurra11@asu.edu.
Well, thank you, Maggie. I really appreciate it. What an honor and what a blessing in my life to be able to do this podcast with you. Thank you.
To hear more alumni advice, head to our episode page wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out the college's YouTube channel or visit the college.asu.edu/LFE podcast. See you next time.